Long ago, a great secret was revealed. It told of a great hidden power. A power, a universal force, that can bring to you whatever you desire.
We have had our bumps in the road, but due to the incredible professionalism of this truly joint task force, we have a synergy that I've never experienced in over 35 years in America's military. And it's been a good news story all the way.
The History of the English Language. Invasion. English began in Britain. Here, a group of people called the Celts spoke a language called Gaelic.
Yeah, I remember the day Bud came to work with a box of cigars. He handed them out in the lunchroom. They were drugstore cigars, Dutch Masters, but each cigar had a red sticker on it and a wrapper that said, "It's a boy." Now, I didn't smoke cigars, but I took one anyway. Outside, old axles and iron hoops rusting. Inside, the hammer's anvil short-pitched ring. The unpredictable fantail of sparks. Or hiss when a new shoe toughens in water. Now this fat man is the fattest person I have ever seen, though he is neat-appearing and well-dressed enough. Everything about him is big, but it is the fingers which I remember best.
The story was about these nerdy kids that invent a new kind of car in their high school physics laboratory, which can travel to outer space as well as on Earth. The write-up in the Daily Review wasn't too enthused, though.
Wind Riders, starring aging veteran actor Diego Alvarado, is a disappointment to say the least. From its premise, the film simply does not work. It is overwhelmingly anachronistic. Ideas of high-speed, rocket-powered, intergalactic travel and the like went out in the 60s. Even for the most dedicated sci-fi fan, the outmoded Wind Rider is about as believable as the bogeyman. I didn't find the movie all that bad. Admittedly, I hadn't seen much sci-fi since Commander Courageous, in which the characters could travel through space using teleportation. Evidently, it doesn't take all that much to make me believe what I see on TV.